As an employer, why are human rights so important in a mental health context?
I believe everybody has other rights, but my lived experience of mental illness, it's very crucial that your rights are protected surrounding your mental health, because it should be treated with the same respect as, say, cancer, diabetes, heart attack. I think, feel very strongly and passionately about that, that your rights, and the way it's perceived in the media, mental illness, etc., there's a lot of negativity surrounding it, so I think it needs more protection than, say, the cancer, diabetes, etc. So,
You're involved in the Bun in a Blether project. Have you found that people that you're working with have faced barriers?
Yes, definitely. We get into organisations delivering Bun in a Blether workshops for Hope Cafe, funded by CME, and it's very apparent that people's, first and foremost, their understanding of what mental health is, and that's everybody, the employers and the staff, they don't believe they've got mental health. You say mental health, they think it's mental illness you're talking about. That's a huge barrier, first and foremost, the language. We also take conversation cakes in with negative connotations towards mental illness, like nutter. This is very apparent that that's a huge barrier as well, because these negative labels, it sticks in people's minds, and that's their perception of what mental illness is, crazy, nutter, etc. So language, there's definitely a lot of barriers in workplaces, and us going in with these workshops are breaking the bat, and also we've got lived experience and we're putting a face to it.
Well, I mean, you mentioned language, and obviously that's a crucial barrier, as you mentioned. What actions can we take in Scotland to really highlight to people that the language that they use really does impact on people? What can we do about that?
One of the things what we're doing, we go out with the Bun in a Blether workshop, and that is key. The language side is a key part of what we deliver. And us as human beings normalising mental illness. I'm a person with I manage a long-term condition, and I get in and say, well, I'm a nutter. I'm this, I'm that. And it makes people stop and think. It's really damaging, how damaging it can be when you put a real face behind it, somebody that's lived it. And raising awareness constantly, we rock up to various places. We were depressed cake shops, and it's to get people engaging to say, well, do you realise how damaging this can be when you describe or talk to people describing somebody that's mentally unwell? So I think raising awareness continually is one thing. There's probably loads, media coverage, etc. There's loads of things that could be done, but I feel really passionate about what we're doing, going out there and normalising and putting a face to what mental illness is. What does somebody look like that's mentally unwell? They look like me. And people, the light bulb goes on, you can see them connecting, saying, right, they're just normal people like everybody else, whatever normal is. We all look the same, we all feel the same. So what we do is a huge step in the right direction, I believe.
Just finally, you know, with the depressed cake shops and going in and starting these conversations overall, what's the feedback been from people?
Really, really positive. Again, as I keep banging on, the lived experience is the key. They really relate to human beings that have lived through an experience, are still living through an experience. They relate to that more than they relate to the PowerPoint presentation that we give them with statistics and the cakes as well. It's all been positive, because mental illness kills, and every organisation we go to, there's somebody been affected by suicide in some way, shape or form. So it's breaking down the barriers as well to get people talking about things like that. So it's all been positive. People want more. We get in with one 90-minute workshop, they're wanting it again and again. So the world's our oyster. We're just keeping trying to get it out there.